Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4. Hakol Ksherin Likros Es Megillah. Everybody is acceptable to read the Megillah. Everybody, Hakol, means women as well as men, because women were Sha'af Hein Hayu Boso Anais. They also were part of the miracle that the Megillah celebrates, and therefore they too can read the Megillah and be Yotzi. There is a bit of a machlokus whether women can be motzi men in their obligation. The reason is because women have a mitzvah of lishmoa es Megillah, to hear the Megillah, whereas men may have a mitzvah of mikra Megillah, to read the Megillah. Therefore, it's a question of women can be motzi men. Therefore, I'm best not to do so l'chadchila. Aside from that, says the Mishnah, chutz mecheresh shota v'katan, the usual triumvirate. It's actually not that usual, to be honest, but the usual triumvirate of three who are not able to be motzi. Usually the reason for that is because they're not b'nei da'as. They don't have the sufficient mental capacity, I'll call it, to be motzi others, to be chayav themselves, even in mitzvahs. Here it's a little different. The cheresh here, which normally refers to the deaf mute, obviously isn't mute because he's would be reading the Megillah. So he's just deaf. And since a person is just deaf, certainly has da'as. That's not the issue here. The issue here is that, at least according to this, the Tana here, a person to do kriya of anything requires hearing it with one's own ears. That is actually machlokas back in Maseches Brachas in the second parak between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. If when you recite kriya shma, you need to be able to hear it with your own ears. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi paskins that you do need to hear it to be yotzi. Now, really, the truth is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore there's definitely room to be mekel. Here, lachachila, certainly a deaf person shouldn't be motzi you, but the reason why isn't because a deaf person who recites but doesn't hear isn't yotzi. He actually would be yotzi his reading. It's just that since the mitzvah is built on the point of being a pirsum hanes, pirsum anisa, publicizing the miracle, and a deaf person is exempt from that as much as he can't hear the reading to participate in the publication of the miracle. Therefore, he might be anyways unable to emote others, since he's exempt because of that technicality, not because of the lack of das, but the inability to hear, and therefore participate in pirsum hanes in the normal way. The shota is the usual shota, someone who lacks who's mentally unwell, who doesn't understand the consequence of his actions. He does things like destroy things when you give it to him, or walk alone in dangerous places and so on, and mentally incompetent. Therefore, he is not chayav mitzvos, therefore he can't be motzi others. As for the katan, the minor, so now normally a minor also lacks das, and therefore couldn't be motzi anybody in anything. Here, the issue is that there's a mitzvah derabanan on a child who's reached the age of chinuch, old enough to begin, doing mitzvahs, to participate. And therefore the question is simply, since he has a mitzvah derabanan to read Megillah, and you have a mitzvah derabanan to read Megillah, you're on the same footing, and therefore it would sound like he should be able to motzi you. The issue here is that there's sort of two derabanans. As far as the child's concerned, there's a mitzvah derabanan to hear Megillah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah derabanan, of course. But on top of that, he's just hearing it and obligated rabbinically as a child. So it's sort of like two derabanans, whereas a regular adult has just one derabanan, the mitzvah derabanan of hearing Megillah. So the question then becomes, if a person who has two derabanans nested one in the other can be motzi someone who has just one. And our Tana here says no, he cannot be motzi. However, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan, a child who did reach the age of chinuch, could be motzi adult. The reason why is because they both have mitzvot derabanan, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think it makes any difference whether it's like a single derabanan or double deca derabanan. Therefore, he says the child could. Now, Shulchan Aruch paskens that a child should not be motzi an adult, and that's disallowed. However, b'shas et chak, meaning you have no other options, so then indeed the child should read for the adult, and adult can assume he is now yotzi. Now the Mishnah continues on to tell you the timing of reading the Megillah, and the main point here is that the time to read Megillah is the daytime, and although technically daytime begins at Alos HaShachar, the break of dawn, an hour or so before actual sunrise, sun appearing over the horizon, Neitz HaChama, Nevertheless, there's a din d'rabbanan not to do Kriyas Megillah and other mitzvahs like that before sunrise, lest a person make a mistake and think the day has already, you know, begun, when the light that he was seeing over the horizon wasn't light at all. That says moonlight, for argument's sake, and not sunlight. And therefore, you're supposed to wait until lecharchila, until netzachama, sunrise, before doing a mitzvah like Kriyas Megillah. But b'di'evit, if one did read the Megillah earlier than that, meaning from Alos HaShachar, from dawn, then he would be yotzi b'di'evit. And the Mishnah is going to say that's true with a number of mitzvahs. So the Mishnah here says, Ein kornes a Megillah, one should not read the Megillah until netzachama, but also velo malin, one should not do the mitzvah of bris milah on the eighth day. Again, lechachila, it has to be anytime during the day, lechachila, early as possible, but early as possible, meaning from netzachama, for the same reason I said before. Also, velo tovlin, velo mazin, the mitzvah, when there is a mitzvah to go to tevila, to immerse in a mikvah, to remove tumah, mazin is hazah, that's the sprinkling of the mechatas, that para aduma water, to purify someone who's exposed to corpse tumah on day 3 and day 7, also happens during the daytime, so that should be done also from netzachama. V'chen shomeres yom keneged yom, a woman who is checking to see, she bled, not menstrual blood, but other inexplicable blood, bring her towards becoming a zava. But if a woman sees just 1 or 2 days of such blood, she's just like tummy for that day, called the shomer's yom keneged yom. So such a woman, she would go to the mikvah, and then assuming she sees no more blood until evening, she would be tahora after that, assuming there went 3 days in a row of bleeding, then she becomes a zava. Gedola. But in any case, the point is that this woman, she should not go to the mikvah until netzachama, as the Mishnah says, V'chein shomeres yom keneged yom, such a woman, lo sitbo, shouldn't go to the mikvah to immerse herself, ad shatenetz chachama, until daybreak, the sun sparks over the horizon. V'chulan, and for all these cases, she'asu she'ala amud ha'shachar, if they did any of these mitzvahs from alos ha'shachar, like I said, dawn, about 72 minutes, let's say, before sunrise, kasher, after the fact, they are yotzi, they're hearing the Megillah, they're doing the bris milah, they're going to the mikvah, etc.